Brazil held its 10th annual oil rights auction today. The state-run company Petrobras was the big winner. With huge reserves along its shores, Brazil is emerging as an economic power. But South America's largest country has its share of growing pains. And it's where we go for the latest profile in our series, Working, a look into the life of a single worker doing a job, trying to get by. Today we focus on Brazilian government inspectors who are fighting the endemic problem of rural slavery. Inspection teams have freed 30,000 slave laborers in the last 10 years. Many of those jobs have direct ties to Brazilian exports of steel, cattle, soy, and ethanol. Sandy Tolan followed one young freedom rider who's on the front lines.
Before dawn, in the dirt parking lot of a bar called The Mustache, in the middle of nowhere. Five of us are crammed into the cab of a pickup truck outside an Amazon town so hot it's known around here as the mouth of hell. We're waiting for the buses packed with workers bound for the sugarcane fields. In the driver's seat is Leandro Carvalho, an anti-slavery inspector from the Brazilian Ministry of Labor. His job? Find workers who are being abused.
We really hope we won't find degrading work conditions. But on the other hand, we also hope we do find them, because that's our work.
Leandro's 30 years old. Until recently, he was an insurance auditor near Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach. He took a national exam to step up to a higher pay grade. He passed the test, left a beautiful fiancée, and quickly found himself in the heart of a dark story he didn't know existed.
Yeah, I thought these were just stories.
Sometimes the inspectors uncover huge slavery rings, other times serious labor violations, other times nothing.
They are like detectives here.
And this is like a stakeout. Next to me in the truck, a federal policeman with his automatic rifle, just in case. A few years ago, three labor inspectors and their driver were murdered on the job. And now a bus passes. We can see the silhouettes of workers inside. Leandro pulls out of the lot and starts to follow the bus. High walls of sugarcane press in on either side of the truck. Leandro squints at the taillights of the workers' bus, dodging potholes in the blackness.
When I worked with insurance, what could I say about my job? But now I can really say that besides the adventure, I'm doing good for people. I'm a modern-day Indiana Jones.
We follow the bus until it stops in a field. Leandro gets out, talks to the workers, and learns they're actually well-paid mechanics. He shrugs. Even Indiana Jones can't cash in on every tip. We turn back.
Important information and good news. Now we get the breakfast in the hotel.
But in the afternoon, a new tip and a different story. Another cane field. Through the tinted windows, the sugarcane floats in the breeze in undulating waves. These stalks will be turned into ethanol, one of Brazil's fastest-growing exports. With Leandro at the front, the inspection team quickly fans out as startled workers look up, their faces blackened by the grit and sweet smoke of burning cane. Some continue sharpening their machetes, others stop and look warily around at their bosses.
Just going to describe the situation we're in right now. There are a half dozen investigators, federal inspectors, along with federal police, one with his M16, and then people with clipboards doing interviews with workers.
A few hundred yards away, we find Joel da Silva, wiry and dark, and oblivious to the unfolding drama.
This work is for crazy people. You wake up at 4 in the morning, work all day, the entire body hurts so much. The legs, the arms, the spine. In this work, a lot of people get their backs really ruined.
Joel grabs a handful of burnt cane stalks and slashes downward, and then repeats the action again and again all day long under the pounding Amazon sun. He's about 40 He looks 60.
You know how poor people are? A friend comes and says, oh, there is a good job over there. We go and get accustomed to it. I brought my family here, but then they left.
On a dilapidated bus used to transport the cane cutters, Leandro is writing up a list of violations. No place for the workers to eat, little or no shelter from the relentless sun, no decent place to go to the bathroom, no protective goggles. Leandro tells the foreman this operation will be shut down. Leandro stands in front of the bus and addresses the workers.
Unfortunately, we will have to stop the work that is being done here. What we would like you to understand is that we are defending your rights. We are defending your health.
He reassures them they will be paid in full for the entire week's work. The atmosphere lightens considerably. Today, for a change, the men will go home early. And at a place where word of this raid will spread like brush fire, inspectors say, the entire industry has been put on notice from the federal government. We're watching.
Hey.
Next morning, Leandro sits shirtless and cross-legged on his bed. Yesterday's raid is still on his mind. But he says he's seen much worse. Workers held against their will, killed if they try to escape, while the rest, terrified, live as slaves.
Pessoas alojadas em barracões de lona, no meio do mato.
People living in plastic tents, in the middle of the forest, drinking the same water as the cows. They are in debt, they get no salary, and the broker pays them only drugs, alcohol, and marijuana. When I see this, I get really disgusted. And sometimes, I want to just shake the employer and ask him, have you no fear of divine punishment?
Leandro says, I can't understand how divine wisdom allows this to happen. He looks out the hotel window, then down at his hands.
Maybe the father up there in the sky wanted a guy from Copacabana that went to the beach every day to get out of that situation and transform this reality. Who knows?
Leandro's given up a lot to be here. His friends, 1,000 miles away, their weekly soccer games, the embrace of his family, and most of all, his fiancée, who broke off their engagement. She couldn't handle the distance and time apart. Instead of leading the life of an insurance man with a family plan on the beach in Rio de Janeiro, Leandro shares a bachelor pad with 3 other guys in the mouth of hell. But you won't hear him complain.
É bom você também se revolucionar. Eu acho que eu me revolucionei pouquinho.
I went through a revolution. And it's really good to go through a revolution. I think this is a really long-term job because we want to change a culture and we don't change a culture overnight. It takes decades, centuries. It's difficult. You only do that with your eyes on the prize.
Você só faz isso realmente com olhos no prêmio no futuro.
And with that, he pulls on his shirt, affixes his inspector's badge, and heads out toward the fields of sugarcane.
Our profile was produced by Sandy Tolan and Petra Costa, working as a collaboration with Homelands Productions. For pictures of Leandro Carvalho's work and audio of all the previous working profiles, go to marketplace.org.